Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 90, big number 90. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're sharing 21 or more social media video tips that you can use to help increase your reach and engagement. These tips have worked for companies like HubSpot, Wistia, Vengage, and even us here at Buffer.
So get out your handy dandy notebooks because this episode is going to be packed with actionable tips that you can experiment with today. Some are short, others are more involved, but they're all useful.
Let's kick it off.
As video content becomes more and more widely used, it's becoming clear that any company not using video is missing out on a really big opportunity to bring their brand to life. Video makes your brand more human, engaging, and helps to create trust because people get to meet the people that help to make your company thrive.
At this point in our digital history, social media is basically synonymous with video. Facebook alone boasts 8 billion daily video views, and nearly all mainstream social media channels have already begun to prioritize video, whether it's in their algorithm or in the various features that are now offered for brands.
Exactly, Haley. So that begs the question, what's the next big thing for brands on social media? Attention spans are shortening, social feeds are crowded, and ad costs are increasing.
The answer is that video will and must be an integral, if not central, part of all of your social media and marketing channels. And there's so much data out there to back up why this is important. For example, Animoto found that 64% of consumers say that watching a marketing video on Facebook has influenced a purchasing decision.
Gosh, 64% is such an incredible number. Or how about the fact that 55% of people watch at least one video online per day? We're talking about some really mind-blowing stuff here. So let's get into some actionable tips on how you can create some really great videos for two of the largest platforms out there, Facebook and Instagram.
Alrighty, so we're gonna whip right through these. We broke them into sections to make it easier to follow along, but kicking things off right away, you have to have some sort of game plan going in. Are you going to be making product videos, explainer videos, fun videos, team videos? Once you have a basic game plan for the types of videos you'd like to make, it's critical that you either have a script or a storyboard going in.
Yep, and that, from personal experience, that script storyboard tip is huge. For all the brands that I know and the videos that we make here at Buffer, we always have a general outline and script that'll help keep your video tight and increase watch time. So let's quickly talk goals as well. You gotta have goals going in. For us at Buffer, for example, we create two types of videos: product explainer videos that help people visualize and use our product, with the goal being activation and retention. We also create fun, engaging videos where the sole purpose of those is to drive views and engagement. So this gives us a lot of room to experiment.
Along with goals, we found that keeping this one simple word in mind when creating videos has helped us find continual success. And that word is edutainment. So listeners of our show may have heard us use this one before, but edutainment is a mix of educational and entertaining content. You can't go wrong with either one of those. So I think it's easier to create good educational content, but both work really well on social.
Last tip for video goals is to be realistic with what you'd like to accomplish. Sure, we'd all love to go viral and have a million views to our videos, but just because you're not going viral doesn't mean your videos aren't successful. The 4,000 people who watch your 2-minute educational video might be much more valuable than the 100,000 people that watch your 15-second viral video. So it's all about perspective here.
Now, when it comes to what sorts of videos you can and should be creating, our tip is to first make it relevant to your brand. You can lay the groundwork for creating videos that are going to resonate deeply with your audience based on their needs and the solution that your product offers. Needs and solutions being the keywords here. So remember, this doesn't mean just talking about your product. A lot of the times their need is to learn or to be entertained. It is social media after all.
Yes, absolutely. Great point, Haley. Social is social. Next, and this one is great if you're fresh out of ideas for video, and that's to be topical. Now, I'm not necessarily saying you should make a video to celebrate every holiday or a video around whatever cultural phenomenon is happening at the time, but there's something to be said for having your finger on the pulse of what's going on in your industry specifically and even around the world.
Totally. I've seen a lot of brands have a ton of success by just making a quick explainer video about a recent news story or a story that's happening specifically in their industry. I think a big tip from all of this is to not overthink video too much as well. You can't always know what's going to work well, even after taking a multitude of aspects into consideration, including your research. So take a risk, branch out creatively, make something that's out there.
So true, Haley. We spend so much time thinking about what video we should make that we never end up actually making the video. And, you know, that's one of the things that we talk about with marketers all the time. And that actually reminds me of another bonus tip here. So that's to ABE, always be experimenting. I can't tell you how many bad videos that I've personally made. Well, maybe they weren't bad, but they sure didn't do well on social. If it wasn't for constant experimentation and trying new topics and themes and formats, we certainly wouldn't be where we are with video today.
All right, so now that we've talked video strategy and how you should be approaching video, it's time to get into some specifics. Let's talk Facebook video first. Users who log into Facebook are expecting lighthearted, entertaining content. Think about your Facebook experience. Do you go on there to watch product videos that are serious or to connect with friends and family and maybe watch a few funny brand videos instead? So you have to adapt to the platform that you're posting videos on.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Haley, but I definitely don't log on to Facebook thinking, I can't wait to watch today's product video. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And don't forget that 92% of people who use Facebook are using it via their mobile device. So this means two things. One, keep your videos short and fun. Users are probably on their lunch break or commuting on the train. They don't have time to necessarily watch a 5-minute in-depth video. And then number two, create videos in either square or vertical format. Our study last year with Animoto showed that these are the optimal formats for social media because of how much real estate they take up in the feed.
Over on Instagram, a lot of the same rules apply, but Instagram is mostly about recreation and inspiration. The brands that are successful are cultivating a fun feel on their profile. Instagram is also a great place to build excitement and connect with people on a one-on-one basis through the comments or direct messages.
Like Facebook, Instagram videos autoplay silently by default, so some general best practice rules apply. Keep your videos short. There's also a 60-second time limit on there anyways, so they have to be short. And make sure the visual is still effective without any audio. If those, you know, if those big brand style commercial type polished videos aren't necessarily attainable for you, that's okay. Don't worry. You can still create an awesome Instagram presence with video.
Speaking of creating a great Instagram presence, Instagram stories can help take your content to the next level. So take advantage of the Instagram stories feature if you'd rather make scrappy, spur-of-the-moment content. Instagram stories are temporary videos or still images that build upon one another to tell a story. The benefit of posting here is that whoever follows you on this channel will have the opportunity to watch your video right from within their main feed. The placement of the stories feature is actually really favorable for businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the best placements, I think, in social media right now. It's like a top draft choice. So
Yeah.
So keep in mind that when you take a video or a picture for Instagram stories, you should be using the same filter across all of your stories so that you can have a consistent brand identity that your followers can expect to see throughout the images and videos you produce. The same goes for your feed, your Instagram feed. Whether you're posting videos or not, you should have a consistent look and feel. Filters, like I just said, help you to do this, as well as consistent colors or a consistent theme. We've talked about this before, Haley. People follow you because they come to expect a certain type of content.
Absolutely. I can't help but follow some of the feeds that are just like really beautifully consistent.
Yeah.
And what I love about Instagram is that it gives creators so many options to reach their audience. In addition to the feed and Instagram stories, there's also Instagram Live, which is another way to do video. So whether you're giving an office tour or showing off a new product update, it's best to use these sparingly. You don't want to become known for overloading your followers with content that is spontaneous but not professionally produced, but they can be great in off-the-cuff moments that invite inspiration and engagement.
We've talked about strategy and we've talked about specific platforms, but how about the technical aspects of video? There are three main components you need to know before we let you go today. The first one is lighting. Filming with the overhead lights from your office tend to create nasty shadows on your face or on the room. Sunlight or natural light is my favorite, but often sunlight changes throughout the day and it can be tough to maintain a consistent look. I've definitely experienced that before. Turn off the overhead lights in your office, block out as much of the outside light as you can, and bring in your own lighting, believe it or not. And you know, a lot of people first think, well, you know, it's probably expensive to get a bunch of fancy lights, but you know, all you need is three well-placed lights, right, left, center, and you can put it all together for just about $100.
I love it. Get scrappy with lighting.
Yeah.
Sound is the second technical quality for great videos. Shooting in an empty room can create an echo and reverb. And this is not only distracting, but it sounds like you're filming in a concert hall alone.
Which is good sometimes, I guess, but not in videos.
Not in videos. So to fix this, you need to deaden up the room. So this sounds weird, but sound dampening panels do the trick. If you're in a pinch, bring in a couch, hang up blankets. I've put pillows and cushions around me while recording audio. It works. You can also find a room that has minimal echo. Think of something with carpet and make sure to always use a microphone. You can buy an inexpensive Lavalier mic from Amazon for about $30.
Yep. And our third and final component of great technical videos is stability. No matter how steady your hands are, your camera is going to have to work pretty hard to stabilize a handheld shot. If you're editing multiple takes, slight movements can be very distracting, so it's definitely worth the extra effort to stabilize your shots with a tripod. While you can definitely find more expensive options out there, I use one that I got off Amazon for $20 and it works like an absolute charm. Even shooting live videos or Instagram stories, I use this tripod because, you know, I think stability is one of those things that you can't always put your finger on, but it helps to add and make your video seem very quality.
I have that same $20 tripod, and it's wonderful. All right, light, sound, stability. These are your best friends in video creation. Before you go, we've got our final number 21 tip for creating great Facebook and Instagram videos, and that's what creators call the hook. The first 3 to 5 seconds of your video makes a world of difference in all sorts of things like watch time, engagement, views, so much more. So focus on creating a memorable first 3 to 5 seconds, and your video will perform so much better.
Absolutely, Haley. And the biggest learning I have with that one is to just get right into the content. Don't mess around with title scenes or drawn out intros. On Facebook and Instagram specifically, you only have so much time to get people's attention, so jump right in. Whereas on YouTube, you might have a little bit more time to mess with, but Facebook and Instagram and social media videos in particular, you got to get right into it.
21 tips in under 20 minutes. That was such a fun episode, Brian. And I hope that you, all of our listeners, are able to walk away with some actionable tips for your own video strategies.
I hope so too, Haley. And I can honestly say that these have all worked for us at Buffer and they can work for you too. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. As always, feel free to reach out to us anytime using the hashtag Buffer Podcast or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com.
We appreciate your reviews on iTunes as well. Those really help our show grow. I hope that you all have a great week, and we will catch you next Monday.